Cecil. We have to clean up this awful mess here in the bathroom before you can go.
You clean it up while I go find where Nero ran to.
You can get him later. He's all clean.
I know, but we didn't dry him.
Well, we have to dry up this bathroom. Uncle Thomas will kill me if he comes home and sees it like this.
Oh, it's all right. Here, I'll hang up this towel. Now you rinse out the tub and mop up the water on the floor.
I will not. It was your dog. You have to clean it up now.
Oh, curses. All right. Hand me those soiled sheets. There, is that enough?
Cecil, there's water all over the floor. You didn't get it all.
Oh, all right, then. Now, is that better?
Oh, good enough here. I'll do it. You rinse out the tub.
Oh, the tub's all right.
All right? What about that black ring? Wash it all off now.
Oh, all right. You'd make a good slave driver.
That just goes to show how much you appreciate my letting you bring your old dog over to my house and let you wash him in my tub.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You sound like my aunt.
I'll bet you don't go away and leave a dirty tub at home. I'll bet you don't.
All right. What'll you bet?
Well, I'll just bet you don't. Your aunt wouldn't let you do it.
What'll you bet?
Well, I'll bet you a nickel.
The stakes are too big. Well, I do when I feel like it.
Yes, and when your aunt doesn't catch you.
I want to see where Nero went.
Well, he's downstairs trying to dry off. Now clean the tub good, Cecil.
Everything I do good, thank you.
Cecil, how did you get so much water on the floor?
Oh, it was easy. All you have to do is splash it. Then Nero helped a lot.
Good enough. This sheet is wet already, and there's still a lot of water under the tub.
Well, let it stay there. No one can see it.
So that's the kind of a person you are, huh?
I don't know what kind you mean.
I'll bet if you had to sweep the floor, you'd sweep everything under the rug.
Either that or the Davenport.
I'd never let you sweep my house.
Don't worry, I wouldn't in a house, so don't break your heart.
You're just like Uncle Thomas.
And that's a compliment.
Cecil, wash that tub out good. My house isn't a pig pan.
I'm so glad you told me. Besides, this isn't your house. Are you trying to impress me?
Well, it is, too. In a way, it belongs to my uncle and not
you. Oh, stop yapping and let's get this bathroom cleaned up. There now, is that enough? How's that, Sally? Is that all right?
Oh, yes, it will have to do. Here, take these towels and... Oh, goodness, Cecil, you're all wet.
You're not telling me anything.
Cecil, you better take off your shirt and we'll try to dry it out.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Now, let's see. How does the bathroom look to you?
Come on. Shall I take this yellow soap back to the kitchen?
Well, we better wash it off first. The cook will use it for the dishes.
Who ever heard of washing off soap? It's already clean.
Well, you wash fish off before you eat it, and they live in the water.
I don't eat fish. All right. Now the soap is clean for the dishes. Let's go. Yeah, Nero, where did you go?
He went downstairs like lightning.
We ought to dry him off when we catch him. He looked like a sponge.
More like a flying fish.
Oh, golly, look, Sally. Curses, double darn.
Oh, goodness, Cecil, look. There's a trail of water to the head of the stairs.
Yeah, and all over the house, probably. Well, we better mop it up quick before your uncle comes home and finds out we've been using his bathtub for a dog bath.
Oh, hurry up, Cecil. Can't you work any faster than this?
I wonder where Nero is. Yeah, Nero. Come here, you crazy pup. You're not dry yet.
He's under the Davenport in the living room.
Hey, let's let this cleaning job go until I get Nero.
No, Cecil. Uncle Thomas will be home. We've got to remove all the traces. You raise the dickens if he finds out. Hurry up.
Well, anyhow, I'm glad we gave Nero a bath, even if it is turning into work. How could he splash so much water?
I'll bet he's got the rug under the Davenport all wet.
That's all right. Your uncle isn't going to look under there.
Here, Nero. Where are you hiding? Come on out. We're through begging you, Nero. Nice, Nero.
I'll bet he's back at his favorite hiding place, the Davenport.
Go get down on your knees, Cecil, and drag him out.
Oh, I've been on my knees so much tonight, I'm going to have warts or something.
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things. Drag him out, Cecil. Let's see how clean he is.
Hey, Sally. He isn't here. Now, what the heck? Where could he be?
Are you sure he isn't under there?
I'm not blind. I can see he isn't there.
Well, let me look, Cecil.
Oh, Sally, he's not under the Davenport.
Oh, but he must be. That's the only place he can be.
Come on, back to the hall. Come on.
Nice, Nero. Come on. Maybe he's playing hide-and-go-seek, Cecil.
Look, Sally. Look, here on the floor. You can see his tracks. Here, right here.
Oh, Cecil, they lead upstairs.
Oh, that's what we just mopped up. He wasn't walking backwards.
Well, then he must have been headed this way.
Look, there they go. There they go. Toward the front door.
Oh, Cecil, goodness, the front door is open. Look.
Well, he couldn't jump through the screen door.
No, but I didn't lock it either.
Oh, Sally, I told you to lock it before we washed it.
I know, but I forgot.
Oh, now see? Now what have you done? Nero is probably miles away.
Oh, Cecil, he wouldn't run away.
Oh, wouldn't he? Oh, wouldn't he? It's all your fault. If you made me lose my dog, I'll drown your cat.
Oh, Cecil, what would he run away for? He's out on the porch. Let's see, come on. He wouldn't keep on running.
Oh, that's all you know. He didn't know we washed him for his own good.
Well, he should have. You're always bragging about how smart he is.
Well, aw, rats.
Well, there was nothing for him to get afraid of.
Oh, no? Suppose some strange people threw you in a big tub full of water. How would you feel?
Well, embarrassed, but we aren't strange people.
Well, we are when we do things a dog can't understand.
But, Cecil, you said Nero understands everything.
Oh, look, see? See, he's not out here on the front porch. He's gone. Hey, Nero! Hey, Nero! We won't hurt you. Come on back.
Cecil, wait. I hear him. I can hear the bell around his neck.
Yeah? Listen. Yeah, Nero, come on. He's out in the front yard.
Oh, no, he isn't, Cecil. He's under the front porch. Hear him?
Hey, Nero. Hey, Nero. Come on, pup. Nero, I'm calling you.
Listen, Cecil. I can hear him. He's right under us. Under the house.
Wait. Hey, Nero. Dinner. Come get your dinner. Food, Nero. Come on.
Oh, Cecil, here he comes. Goodness, you know how to call him.
Why, he always does what I say. He's a smart dog. Here, pup. Come on, come on.
Cecil, goodness, run quick. That isn't Nero. Look at him.
Oh, golly. Double darn. Nero, aren't you ashamed? After us giving you a nice bath. Look at you. You've wallowed in the dust and dirt. Now we don't know what color you are. Oh, I'm ashamed of you. Huh. Was that all the dirt you could find to roll in? Come on now. Oh, look, Sally. Look, he looks happy again. Well, you got to stay out here on the porch now. You can't come back in the house with us. You're too dirty. My gosh, you were cleaner before we washed you. Come on, Sally, don't pet him now. Make him suffer. Let's go on back in the house, and he'll stay out here.